Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, according to country music artist Billy Currington, a bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else. Right? Although, with the disciples in our reading this morning, they are casting and pulling that net back in all night. And without a doubt, the disciples knew how to fish. That was their livelihood. But here they are with nothing to show for a whole night's worth of fishing. But then Jesus comes. This man who had been proclaiming the kingdom of God to the people. How he had cast out demons, how he's healing people, and Peter himself, Simon Peter himself, his own mother-in-law was healed of a fever. And as the people are pressing in to hear this word that he has to preach, he gets into the boat, has the fishermen go out one more time, begins teaching the people from the boat. And then at the end tells them to throw that net out once again. Why don't you throw that net out one more time? Now, you can imagine Peter here, right? Maybe thinking, what does he know about fishing? We've been working all night long. But he did save my mother-in-law. So, if you say so, Lord. And he does it. They bring that net back in, and it's so full. The nets are breaking. The boats are sinking. The Lord has the power to provide. It's one of the things that we can take home from this reading, right? The Lord has the power to provide of the things of this life. Right? How many of us here have felt the exhaustion of a fishless night where we toil and work and it never seems to be enough? We work and work and work and we're just not able to get to that place where it even feels like we're making a difference. You see, here these disciples who had all the knowledge and experience of being a fisherman are ending up like those who had no experience with empty nets. But we have the question, who is in the boat with you? That's the real thing for us to take home this morning. Because when Jesus is in the boat with these fishermen, he shows that he is the Lord of all. A huge haul of fish just at his word. And so it is. And we see that the Lord, when the Lord is with us, he will provide. And when he allows those fishless nights, those nights when we struggle, they're an opportunity for us to show that we are in his hands. The bills, the lack of work, the hardships of this daily life, large and small, are in his hands. These are the times that the Lord draws us close to him, that we might see that we are in his hands. Now, of course, it's not just about the fish. It's not just about those daily needs that we take home from this text. There's something even larger, too. The greater point. And that comes out with Peter. In the presence of this awesome power, he realizes something. I'm a sinner. I'm unworthy to be in the presence of you. Now, I personally have experienced many great gifts from the Lord that I did not deserve. gifts upon looking back that make me feel utterly unworthy that I've received them. I can't tell you so many times in seminary and in my studies when bills seemed to be insurmountable. There were so many times when I was at the end of my rope when the Lord sent this unexpected gift from someone in the church. And it's in those times like that when you feel completely unworthy to have received such great gifts. The Almighty God in the flesh is here in the boat with Peter. Who wouldn't be afraid? Who wouldn't immediately see their unworthiness before God in the flesh? We are all sinners. Who could stand before God as a sinner? You see, Peter's words are true. I am a sinner. We're all sinners before the Almighty God. For the times that we've been wasteful with God's gifts to us, the times when we've put our own selfish interests above the needs of others, the times when we have used our words and actions to hurt rather than heal, the times when we've distrusted that God is actually going to take care of us. Sinners in the presence of God do not deserve these gifts. Sin, the wages of sin is death, Paul says. We are sinners who do not deserve to stand before God, let alone receive the great gifts that he pours out upon us. And so Peter's words are true. But what does Jesus say to Peter? Do not be afraid. The Lord God is gracious and merciful. Do not be afraid. This Jesus is the Jesus who brings forgiveness in life. This is the Jesus who went to the cross where he took all of your sins upon himself and died and rose to bring you eternal life. Do not be afraid. Your sin, he's taken it all upon himself. And he now gives you life, and life to the full in him, an overabundance of life. And you are now filled with this treasure of life. And sometimes the Lord gives us a glimmer of the fullness of what this is that we so often don't recognize. It's so great, so abundant. We're bursting at the seams. Our nets are full. And then after this, in our text this morning, Jesus points Simon Peter into the calling that he has for him. From now on, you'll be catching people. From now on, you'll be catching men. Now, the word that Luke uses here, or what Jesus said, is not necessarily fishing, but it's actually catching alive. Bringing in people alive into the gospel. And then they leave all those fish that they just caught and they follow Jesus. See, that points us to the fact that this is so much more than just a fishing story. This isn't only about Jesus' ability to do miracles. It's something bigger than fish. It's about the word of Jesus, his gospel, that will capture the hearts and lives of people and give them eternal life. The Lord is calling his church into his mission to proclaim his salvation. Like fishermen casting out their nets, the church is casting the net of the gospel so that others might be drawn into the life of Jesus. That's just what the Lord did through Peter and the other apostles. It's what he did as the gospel went out and has been cast all around the world. And since that time, the church has continued to cast that gospel net And people are being drawn in to our saving Lord, who has redeemed them by his cross and resurrection. And so it is for you today. The Lord is using you today in your daily vocations, in your callings in life, in the context of your family, your work, your friendships. All of those times, the Lord is providing you with an opportunity to cast the net of the gospel. You have the opportunity to let others know about Jesus' great love for them. Jesus' words to sinners that in him they are forgiven. They are redeemed. And when someone shares with you their pain and their struggle in this life, and there's nothing that we can do, you have something much more powerful to share with them than "you're in my thoughts." You have the word of Jesus. It captures hearts. You have the word of Jesus who lives today. The Jesus in whom you were baptized. The Jesus in whom you are forgiven. And so this day and every day, you have the opportunity to cast that net of the gospel. Now, no doubt, as you spend any time casting this net, it will seem like many times you're pulling back the net and you're not seeing the results that you hoped you would see. Maybe you'll encounter people who are antagonistic, or maybe even what may seem worse, ambivalent to the great treasure that you hold. But here is the thing. The results, the great haul of fish, the effectiveness of the gospel, that's not in your hands. See, it's not about us. See, we like sinners, we like Peter, are sinners. And as soon as we make things about ourselves, we usually don't do so well at it. See, the results, it's in the Lord's hand. The Lord, out of his mercy, he still uses us sinners anyway to cast the net of the gospel. It's in the Lord's hands. We might not always get to see the results, but we are promised that the Lord's word will never come back void. It always accomplishes its purpose. And so the reason why we share the gospel is not self-serving or for us, for the sole purpose of us to see the results. It's about the Lord's word and his love for people. And he calls us to cast that net one more time, trusting that his word is going to do its work. So there's a lot in our reading this morning. Our daily lives are in the Lord's hands. Just as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," so we trust that the Lord will give us what we need for this life. And secondly, this Jesus is calling us to see the greater purpose in this miracle, to show us the gospel, that we are sinners forgiven in him, and we have nothing to fear. And he is now calling us to spread that gospel net, trusting that by his word, he will do his work to bring people to him. Amen.